This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am with Joe Riley with FEC Solutions. Joe, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
What is corn oil technology?
Right. Corn oil derived from a dry grind ethanol plant is where they spin with a centrifuge oil out of the syrup, which is concentrated thin stillage, or the water phase of the back end of the plant. And they take the oil out. It's about 4% of the flow. And a 50-million-gallon ethanol plant will make, you know, in between 1.5 to 1.7 million gallons a year. And a 10-million-gallon plant will make about double that. It's a very straightforward technology. Centrifuges have been around for hundreds of years in one way, shape, or form. And the industry has really reached the age of majority with the technology. Far past 50% of the plants have it in now. So really, it's at the point now that if you're not extracting corn oil, you've got to be asking yourself, why am I not extracting corn oil? And there aren't a whole lot of good reasons today. There's some concern about the value of DDGs, but I think those concerns have been answered loud and clear, that the DDG value sustains after extraction. And typically we'll see about 8% fat content left in the DDGs once oil extraction is started. That's down from 12. That's usually about it where the guarantee is today on DDG value. From the oil side, we see a value in between probably 30 and 40 cents as an average for 2012, and for 2013 with the biodiesel industry, it should be strong. We should see in the 35 to 45 cent range, which nets back to the plant a substantial profit improvement. We're hearing that many of the plants must run corn oil or must have their corn oil running in order for them to stay in the black. That without it, they would not be breaking even or making money in this environment, or not bleeding as bad as they are. So it seems to be a fundamental piece of ethanol plant profitability. And we hear that from companies like Christensen Associates, who benchmark corn oil, and they say if you have corn oil, then you'll be making money, and if you don't, you won't. It's pretty straightforward.
So, Joe, we talked about you've sort of reached that tipping point. The majority of the plants have installed this technology, and that's really where you come in. You know, your company can come in and help them truly maximize the efficiency of this technology, correct?
We have some solutions that we know and that are best practices or ways to enhance it so that it runs better and we understand it. But really where our sweet spot is finding the right home for the corn oil. So there's getting into the fats and oils business for an ethanol plant isn't something that they know or have done. Typically, their ethanol plants are really good at ethanol and really good at selling ethanol and making ethanol. We're really good at selling oil, really good at finding the best value for an oil and maximizing that, whether that's into the feed industry or into the biodiesel industry, or the export industry, or the export market, or specialty chemicals or oleochemical industries, or you know, all kinds of different neat technologies use fats and oils. And so making sure that you've got a balanced approach to marketing your oil is what we do well and can sustain that value. So if there is money to be made in corn oil, that it's just not treated like a commodity fats and oils, and that we can really help achieve the highest value for the oil for the plant.
Well, you truly become a partner, because you mentioned you're an expert in all ways of selling corn oil, and you're able to help maximize profits, I would assume, by knowing where and when to sell and to what markets, correct?
Yeah, it's a tricky dilemma of necessarily waiting to sell corn oil in the right market. Most plants have been built with about 4 days of storage. And so you have to sell it all the time. You can't just make it and hold it. There's not a whole lot of inventory in the corn oil market. So it's really taking the opportunity to either forward sell, or if you're going to sell in the spot market, to make sure that you're getting the right value in the spot market.
And so Joe, can any ethanol plant with corn oil technology contact you and and bring you on board? You know, how should they, you know, how should they get in touch with you to learn more about really how you can help them maximize their profits on this technology they've invested?
You know, there's a couple of ways: by email, or go to our website, which is www.fecsolutions.com.
And Joe, I should say you have been, you know, in some form or fashion in the agricultural industry for a very long time. You didn't come into the ethanol industry when it went hot. So I think maybe we should really stress to the people listening to this that you understand, you know, agriculture and ethanol and commodities, and you're just not a fly-by-the-night company.
No, our organization has been around for 26 years. Been in the fats and oils business for all of that time. We have three brick-and-mortar facilities for oil handling and processing, three transloading facilities, a whole fleet of tractor trailers, and QC, QA labs that we test. We have more chemical engineers on staff than we do salesmen. So we're very much entrenched in the industry and have partnerships with all types of fats and oils providers in North America. We've been doing this for quite a while. Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. Pleasure. Thank you.